Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Luther is going to join us here in just a moment. He's going to recap all these futures for us, give us an update just what's going on in the markets. It's coming up when we come back after this.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joining us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. And ended with a nice day for the cattle futures. Hogs, though, ended lower yesterday.
That's right, Dave. It was a fantastic day for our cattle complex. The whole complex traded higher and closed higher with triple-digit gains in both live cattle and feeder cattle. Most all cattle contracts made new highs for the week yesterday. We also saw no cash trade yet taking place in our feed yards. We saw the hog market, as Dave indicated, did close negative yesterday. It traded mostly negative throughout the session. We also saw choice box beef score a new record high price of $264.52, as choice box beef was up $1.35 yesterday. Select boxes up $2.38 on a total movement of 73 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index was up 51 cents. Now, June cattle yesterday closed $1.82 higher. Interesting is, after the 1 p.m. pit closing, we did push June cattle up as much as a $3 limit. August feeders yesterday closed $1.32 higher, and June lean hogs were down 82 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we check out these grain futures yesterday, actually pretty similar to the cattle. A really decent day for the grains.
Yes, it was a spectacular day for the wheat market, Dave, as wheat futures, both Kansas City and Chicago, had 30-plus cent gains as they had their highest trade in over a month. The July Chicago and July Kansas City wheat had their largest daily gains for the life of their contracts. Technical buying was the main source of upside for the wheat yesterday, despite some of the fundamental comments that were floating around the market yesterday. The corn also closed higher, and most of the soybean contracts were higher yesterday. And we are coming off the highs of the evening session. Right now, July KC wheat is down a quarter of a penny. July corn's up a half a penny. July soybeans a penny and three quarters higher. July cotton up 16 points. June crude oil 26 cents lower. The June dollar index is up 54 cents. And June Dow Jones futures trading 20 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. We'll look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.